Hi, my name is Pastor Travis Smith from Buckley Road Baptist Church in Liverpool, New York, and I'll be your pastor for the day. I trust that you're familiar with the story of Jonah, where God had told Jonah to go to Nineveh and warn the people. But instead, Jonah went the opposite way. He took a ship towards Tarshish. And while he was on that ship, God sent a storm that threatened to sink the ship. And so Jonah finally admits to the people aboard that ship that I am the problem. And he finally convinces them to throw him overboard. And once he does, a great fish that God had prepared comes and swallows Jonah up. And he spends 3 days and three nights in the belly of this fish until finally he is spit up on the shore because he had told God, I will do what you say now. After that, he goes into Nineveh and he preaches to the people. And when he's finished doing what God had told him to, he leaves the city. He pitches himself up on the mountainside and is peering down into that city and just waiting and hoping that God will destroy it. Man, this just seems so foolish to us that he would do that. He was just so blinded by his own hatred and bitterness. As we come to the close of this chapter, God is going to teach him one more lesson. And so what God does is he prepares a gourd, and that gourd comes up overnight and it becomes a shade for him. It becomes relief and shades him from the sun and makes him a little more comfortable there. But then the next night, God destroys that gourd. And so when he wakes up the next day, he has nothing there to relieve him from the sun. And so that brings us to Jonah chapter 4, starting in verse 9, where it says here, "And God said to Jonah, Doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for that which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in the night and perished in the night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein is more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle?" And so we see here that Jonah was very upset about this gourd. And so I think what we can notice here is that Jonah had an unbalanced compassion. He was so passionate about the gourd, and he is so upset when this gourd dies. And God said to him, "Doest thou well to be angry?" And his answer was that, "Yes, I do. I'm so angry, I'm angry unto death." Jonah feels justified in his anger. His compassion here is just so unbalanced. He's so passionate about this plant, but yet he cares nothing about Nineveh. The people of Nineveh are living, breathing peoples that have souls, and he cares nothing about them. He has not an ounce of compassion towards them. This gourd or this plant is going to die, and then that's it. But when a person dies, their soul will pay an eternal consequence for their sin if they have not accepted Christ. But yet he has no passion or compassion towards that. What are your passions? What are you passionate about? Where does your compassion lie? Is it in your material possessions? Is it in your house, your car, your job, your lifestyle? We can become so focused on temporary things, the temporal things of this life, and just ignore the eternal. People have souls. They will spend eternity in either heaven or hell. In the book of Jude, verse 22 and 23, the Bible says here, "And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." Where does your passion and compassion lie? Are you passionate about the material things? Are you passionate about the temporal things in your life? Or do you have compassion for people? For souls, are you trying to pull people out of hell and point them to heaven? Man, eternity is forever. Where does your passion, where do your compassions lie? My name is Pastor Travis Smith from Buckley Road Baptist Church in Liverpool, New York, and I have been your pastor for the day.